criticism of the debt limit deal reached between House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and the Biden administration. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, there's not much wiggle room for either side or legislative chamber to reject a deal when lawmakers vote over the weekend.
I'm pressed by a CBS anchor on whether he'll get all the votes needed and can guarantee the U.S. won't see a default, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries didn't hesitate.
Yes.
The deal will have to pass both the House and the Senate. The Treasury Department has warned that the debt ceiling must be raised by June 5th so the United States can cover all its financial obligations. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who won re-election Sunday, extended his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade. AP's Julie Walker.
Surrounded by supporters, Erdogan thanked them for giving him five more years in power. He also ridiculed his challenger for his loss, saying, "Bye, bye, bye, Kemal," as supporters booed. Erdogan came just short of a victory in the first round of elections earlier in the month, the first time he failed to win outright, but he made up for it in the runoff. His win comes despite crippling inflation and the effects of a devastating earthquake 3 months ago. I'm Julie Walker.
India's major opposition parties boycotted the inauguration of a new parliament building by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a rare show of unity against his Hindu nationalist ruling party. Modi inaugurated the new parliament in the capital of New Delhi on Sunday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia unleashed one of its biggest airstrikes on Kyiv since the war began as the Ukrainian city suffers its second overnight assault in a row. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Officials say its defense forces have shot down more than 40 targets during what Kyiv's mayor describes as another difficult night in the capital. Ukraine's air force claims to have shot down 37 out of 40 Russian-launched cruise missiles and 29 out of 35 drones. The latest wave of Russian strikes on the city come as Ukraine prepares to launch a counteroffensive to reclaim areas that Russian forces have taken. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Japan said on Monday that it is preparing to destroy any North Korean missiles that threaten its territory after Pyongyang announced a planned launch of what it said was a satellite. More from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Japan put its ballistic missile defenses on alert on Monday and warned it would shoot down any projectile that threatened its territory after North Korea notified it of a satellite launch between Wednesday, May 31st and June 11th. North Korea says it has completed its first military spy satellite, and leader Kim Jong-un has approved final preparations for the launch. Analysts say the satellite is part of a surveillance technology program, which includes drones, and is aimed at helping nuclear-armed North Korea to strike targets in the event of war.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Meanwhile, South Korea is using a $13.7 billion arms deal with Poland, Seoul's biggest ever, to lay the groundwork for an industrial juggernaut. The two nations' defense companies hope will feed Europe's hungry military market far into the future, where it is Almond Lee.
South Korean officials told Reuters they have pitched Warsaw in producing their weapons within Poland for easier delivery. However, Poland's Ministry of National Defense did not respond to a written request for comment. Last month, South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol told Reuters that his country may extend support to Ukraine beyond humanitarian and economic aid if it comes under wide-scale civilian attack. Since then, his government has approved use of at least some South Korean weapons components in Ukraine.
South Korean and Polish officials say the partnership will help them conquer the European arms market. A new study suggests that dozens of U.S. cities are at risk for Mpox outbreak over the summer. Health officials say that they are working to prevent the scale of infection that surprised the nation last summer. Most of the cases reported last year were spread during sexual contact between gay and bisexual men. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.